India maintain its top spot in the ICC Test rankings. India, who whitewashed Sri Lanka 3-0 in the recently concluded Test series, have 125 points in the current rankings. After drawing the two Test series against Bangladesh 1-1, Australian cricket team led by Steve Smith has slipped to 5th in the latest ICC rankings with 100 points. Australia are now behind England and New Zealand. The BCCI's conflict of interest rule has put former Indian captain and commentator Sunil Gavaskar in a difficult situation. According to the rule, Gavaskar has been asked to choose between his commentary role and his stake in his sports management company. Indian leg spinner Kuldeep Yadav can't stop raving about skipper Virat Kohli and describes him as an inspirational leader who provides tremendous support and freedom to bowlers. The 22-year-old Kuldeep said Kohli's dedication on field is an inspiration for all players. Nathan Lyon's career best figures of 13 wickets for 154 runs helped Australia to register a thrilling win over Bangladesh. Australia chased a target of 86 in the final innings to level the series 1-1. Indian golfer Gaganjeet Bhullar will begin his title defence at the Shinhan Donghae Open next week. Bhullar will come up against strong field that includes more than 15 Asian Tour champions. Indian football legend Bhaichung Bhutia feels that the upcoming FIFA Under-17 World Cup has already made its impact as several academies and group clubs have started to crop up in the country. Bhutia believes that the World Cup is going to be a game-changer for India. Ace Indian golfer Anirban Lahiri will make his second appearance at the President's Cup after being surprisingly picked by international captain Nick Price as one of his wildcards. Veteran French winger Franck Ribéry said that he will not retire even if Bayern Munich won this season's Champions League title. Bayern have Paris Saint-Germain in the same pool. Five-time world champion Vishwanath Anand suffered a shocking defeat at the hands of Canadian Grandmaster Anton Kovalyov. Anand now faces ouster threat from the World Chess Cup. The BCCI have announced the schedule for India's back-to-back limited overs home series against Australia, followed by New Zealand, starting later this month. While Australia will play 5 ODIs and 3 T20s, New Zealand will play 3 ODIs and as many T20 internationals. In a tragic turn of events, an under-17 Indian cricketer drowned in a swimming pool and lost his life. The Gujarat-based 12-year-old cricketer named Monath Sona Narendra was in Sri Lanka with the under-17 team to participate in a tournament. Cricket Australia CEO James Sutherland expressed satisfaction after the new memorandum of understanding between the CA and players was finalised 3 weeks after the dispute saga ended. Sutherland said that the current bunch of cricketers deserve a better pay from the board. Excited Pakistan fans queued for tickets as it went on sale for the forthcoming T20 international series between the home nation and World 11 side. Pakistan will host a cricket series for the first time since 2009. Spain's Gabriel Muguruza will become world number one when the WTA rankings are released next week. The 23-year-old Wimbledon champion also reached the fourth round of the US Open before falling to Czech Petra Kvitova. Hosts India are placed in a tough Pool B alongside current world champions Australia and reigning Olympic bronze medalist Germany in the Men's Hockey World League. The tournament will be held in Bhubaneswar from December 1 to 10. Liverpool's new signing Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain has said that the thought of working with the club's manager, Jurgen Klopp, was incredibly appealing and helped him sway his decision to move the Merseyside club.
As a neutral, watching him last season, he's a really interesting character and someone that seems very inspiring for people that aren't even involved in the club. You know, watching him, his passion, and how much he cares about the game. And I think the thing that stood out for me was his relationship with the players.
World number 12, India's Joshna Chinnappa entered the semi-finals of the Hong Kong Open, earning a hard-fought win over Hong Kong's Liu Ling 11-8, 8-11, 12-10, 10-12 and 11-3. IFL side Delhi Dynamos have roped in Nigerian forward Kalu Uche for the upcoming edition of the Indian Super League. The 34-year-old striker, who represented his country 36 times, will have his second stint in this season's ISL.
Download the Times News Radio app from Google Play and App Store.